Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. But first, before we talk politics, let's talk Roundtable on the Road. You're at Tanglewood today.
Well, you know, it's like going back to summer camp, David. I love it. I love Tanglewood. It's one of the most beautiful places in the whole world. I love the way they run it. I love the fact that we have been honored in the Berkshires with this great institution, which means so much to so many people. Not easy to run a place that big and not easy to keep up with contemporary taste. But people come from all over the world to get to Tanglewood. And as always, we get to talk to all the greats when we're there. And I am so excited about the whole thing. I really am.
Let's turn to the politics now. And surprise, surprise, in a headline in the New York Times this morning, Alan, outside legal work provides fruitful for New York's top legislators.
Well, we all know that the legislature is in large part about money, and it's about getting access. And the politics, the problem with the situation is that you have a standard in which people hire people because it's supposed to be a part-time legislator, and they hire people, and those people are legislators sometimes. And for example, the speaker, Sheldon Silver, that's not Sheldon E. Silver, that's Sheldon Silver, who's a lawyer, is, you know, hired, and he makes hundreds of thousands of dollars some years, and we can never be sure whether there's a potential conflict of interest. The firm that he works for, a well-known firm that deals in medical malpractice, there are a lot of people who think that there will never be a tort reform in New York because of that. Well, I'm sure Sheldon Silver would never be that untoward, but there is always the perception that it might be so. And they say, okay, good. If you want us, then pay us more. And then we won't have to have second jobs. Well, these jobs are paying, by the time these guys are done, these people are done, about $100,000 before they start to make money on the outside. Trust me, there are a lot of New Yorkers who would work for that money and work for it gratefully. So I've never really bought into that argument that they'd have to be paid more not to do this kind of thing. Now, the Moreland Act Commission was out there, and they were looking at this very kind of thing. And you'll remember that the governor, in order to get what some people consider an inadequate anti-corruption statute, which gives the governor bragging rights, folded the Moreland Act Commission inexplicably. As you know, Preet Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, comes along and he says, I'll take those files, please. Let's take a look at this. We haven't seen anything yet, but sometimes this kind of thing takes a long time to establish and then in some cases to prosecute. But I suspect no crimes get committed because there is no crime in having a second job, even if it involves influence.